so disingenuous to say this is men versus women, because that doesn't make any sense.
Hi there, my name's James, and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. I'm lucky enough to be joined by marriage and family therapist, Crystal DeSantis. And in this podcast episode, we're talking about how men can support women and vice versa.
Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
My daughter basically got paid 30% less for the same job that my son's. That wouldn't sit well with me. And I imagine it wouldn't sit well with any man, especially a man who has daughters.
Absolutely. And even if there's another counter argument, right? That the pay gap is closing because women are getting more highly educated than men, so they are qualifying for higher paying jobs. But then it's the reality of what if the wife is the breadwinner? Is society set up so that the men could stay home and be the primary parent? Not really.
No.
Right? And then if the woman, because physically she will be the one to bear the child, but then especially in America, where's the maternity leave? Or is she punished for taking more than 6 weeks off and her career suffers and then the finances of the family suffers? So then it's like, well, we can maybe only have one kid and then struggle back from there. A lot of this is economic and practical decision-making when it comes to people that are not completely over the opposite sex, right? There are some small factions on either side of people that are like, men are the enemy, and then on the men's side, women are the enemy. And those people just, maybe they don't need to be in relationships right now at all. But the people that do want to be in relationships, and they do want to make it work, and they do want to have families, and they do want to have children, a lot of that boils down to, can we afford it? What would our lives actually look like? Or would you have to give up your career, or would we have to give up just living a comfortable, and again, not extravagant, but even just a comfortable life?
Exactly.
It's very expensive to have children.
Yeah, we both have full-time hours, and it's still our ends don't meet. It's still, and that to me just seems that's wrong. That just, there's something wrong there.
Exactly.
What do you think would be a great way through this? What's the most progressive way to, I don't know, make the world equal?
I wish I had a perfect answer, but really what comes up is men starting to join the alarm of, because there's lots of different, so the 4B movement is getting a lot of traction because there's an undercurrent of, oh, it's men against women. But there are a lot of other movements that are, it's more about anti-capitalism or anti the economic situations that we're in. So like the lie flat movement in China, I don't know if you've heard of this one.
What's that?
It's like quiet quitting that happened in the States. So there's this movement called the lie flat movement in China. And China has a reputation for working people hard.
Yeah.
There was a one-child policy for a long time. And then suddenly their population started suffering. And now they're like, no, have all the babies. And here, work harder. So it's called the lie flat movement, where people are basically, one way that they're protesting is showing up to work in pajamas and like leisure, like dressing very, like I'm in bed. Because they're basically saying, you don't pay us enough to actually have a life, because all we do is lie flat, sleep, and then come back to work. So this is what you get.
Okay.
And so again, just all of these, like, the quiet quitting in the States, people just saying, no, we're not going to put up with that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you don't pay us enough to put up with that. We're not going to spend our entire lives working. And then what? We don't have lives anymore.
Yeah.
That I wish men would get on board with saying, like, it's not cool. We don't want to just waste our lives working for what? And then, unfortunately, I see the rise of the men that like that hustle culture. They're like, I'm a man and I work 90 hours a week. If you don't, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, but dude, that's not compatible with having a family or a life. Like,
I think conversations like this are just so important, because a lot of it's just the men don't know that these things, that it's that bad. Your kind of ignorance is bliss. You're going around just happily. I'm all right. I think everyone would feel, actually, life should not be this hard. And maybe we do need to hold the powers that be accountable.
I do think that a lot of men are struggling. If it's too expensive to date, it's too expensive to go out and try to make friends, it's too expensive to live somewhere where you could actually maybe invite someone into your home. It's not a roommate situation, which is fine, but they can't own their own homes. And so there is also, I think a lot of men are more dissatisfied than they really let on. And I think that it's time for men to say, look, hold on, we're not happy here. We're not, and not see that as this is, I guess not, it's not them against women. Women are not the ones who caused this problem. Like, there's the societal, economic, like predatory nature of corporations that is really
absolutely awful. And that needs to change. I think there's a lot of men who are utterly miserable and living lives of silent desperation. And I think actually situations like the 4B movement might be an opportunity to inspire them to say, actually, I can do something about this. Because the powers that be know full well that the way to keep in charge is you know, divide and conquer. If we all actually work together, we could fix it.
Absolutely. And I think it's so disingenuous to say this is men versus women, because that doesn't make any sense. In order to have a society that's strong, that's communal, that's relational, everybody needs to be working together, regardless of family setup. And so I really wish for men to start looking around and say, hold on, is this the life I want to live? If the only way I can live the life that I imagined for myself, I would have to work 90 hours a week and not actually ever see my kids, because I'd have to be making up for if I do want my partner to stay home, and maybe she wants to stay home. Again, there are lots of people that still want that one parent stay home lifestyle, but in a perfect world, because that's really hard in this world. Right. Yeah. And that, if you really want that, and I've seen the rise of the trad wife and men saying like, gosh, I wish I could afford to have a stay at home partner, then what can we do about that?
Yeah. Right? We've got to stop looking at it as someone else's problem. It's everyone's problem. Absolutely. And we actually do have the power to keep, to hold people and say, look, this isn't good enough. I suppose, what I would hope is that when people see a potentially inflammatory TikTok or Instagram post, don't go, well, I'm being attacked as a man. Like, no, you're not being attacked as a man. Listen to what, and maybe do a bit of research before you just fire off some abusive comment, because you basically got the wrong end of the stick and taken it personally.
Exactly. And I would say too, is if you see a TikTok that's talking about abusive men and you feel personally attacked, then go look at yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. From the sound of it, people are inspired to stand up and talk when they've been pushed to a point when they're so miserable or so upset. And that's a shame. No one should ever be in that position. But I think that's often the case. People get so, I'm so obsessed about a situation, I'm going to do something about it. It's pressure.
I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if you're going through or have gone through a mental health issue and you found a way to make your life slightly easier and you want to share that story, please contact me. And I know it's a massive ask because no one's got any spare time, but I'm really trying to get this podcast out there. So if you have 2 minutes to leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, that would be hugely appreciated. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.